When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Jess, and welcome to Yours Sincerely Letterbox. I like to keep a special box filled with my favourite letters from the people I love, the letters that inspired me and made me smile that I treasure the most. And while making this podcast, I've heard so many special letters that I would add to Yours Sincerely's letterbox. So I'm going to start sharing them with you. Early on in the podcast, I spoke to Alistair Campbell about his experiences with mental health. He shared a story about the mentor who took a chance on him and the letters he wishes he could have sent to his brothers. In this clip, Alistair talks about his wife Fiona, the support she's given him throughout his life and the letter he would send to her to share his appreciation.
Yeah, I mean, the whole idea for this podcast came because I wrote a letter to my husband when I was really specifically dealing with one very harrowing case of coronavirus where a woman in my constituency her husband was taken away, and he seemed like he was able to walk into the ambulance, but he was taken away and she literally never spoke to him again. And because she was worried that she was infected, she had locked herself away from her children, her adult children, and was cleaning the house and was really frightened that she was going to hurt somebody else, that somehow it had been her. And on the phone, I would ring her every day to make sure she was okay. She's a woman who, I'm not religious either, but I do go to the carol service at the church at Christmas, and I always sit next to her and her husband, as was, and she just kept saying things to me that she wished she'd said to him. And she said to me, write your husband a letter, write him a letter and tell him what you think about him. Because, you know, I just never, it's not like, you know, when she said goodbye to him as he got into the ambulance, she didn't think that was the last thing. It's not like somebody dying in a sudden accident.
Well, you never do. You never do think that, because you got to have hope. I mean, you think that with your parents. I remember when my dad was older, and I remember every time I went to see him thinking as I came away, I wonder if that's the last time I'll ever see him alive, and should I say something? And actually, it's interesting with Fiona, because, I mean, some days I'm a complete nightmare, and if I'm very, very depressed and what have you, I can be impossible to live with, and if I'm manic, I'm impossible to live with. But quite often, I'm not pretending she's impressed by this, she actually just thinks it's an indication of how kind of a bit bonkers I am, but several days a month, I will say, when we wake up, I will say to Fiona, whatever else happens today and any other day, never forget you are bathed in love.
Oh, that's so nice.
And I mean it, but I'm probably saying it because I'm a bit kind of heading into the manic phase, but I do mean that. And I also think, you know, we have this kind of running joke about, you know, she cannot die before me, because I am utterly, as your studio sound guy has discovered, I'm utterly impractical and useless. So I keep saying to her, look, Fiona, you could get knocked over by a bus tomorrow. Will you please write down all the passwords? Will you please write me a note about how you use the coffee machine, which I can't use? Will you? I do sometimes think, though, I think this when we have, you know, when we have rows and stuff, I do sometimes say to myself, and, you know, it's not on for a while, but maybe if you have one of those rows where you literally kind of end up slamming the door and what have you. And I sometimes, if I'm in that mode, these days I will say to myself, what if that is the last conversation you ever have? You know, what if I walk out now and get knocked over by a bus and that is the last conversation? And it's made me, I used to be a bit of a sulker after a big row. I could go for days without just let it linger. And now I'm much better at saying, right, well, that was bloody stupid. What was all that about? Let's just, you know,
draw a line,
put it behind us and get on with it. Yeah.
Well, you know, I have it in my notes here to say, do you think that she knows how much you appreciate her? But you say that you tell her very regularly that she is bathed in love.
I think she does know. Yeah, she definitely knows, because I say it to her. I'm saying it to you now. Anybody who knows us know that I probably would be absolutely bereft.
If you want to listen to the rest of our conversation, scroll back to the 7th of October for the full episode. If you want to hear more conversations like this, make sure you follow Yours Sincerely with Jess Phillips on the podcast provider of your choice. And why not write a letter to your friends, telling them all about this podcast? I'd love to hear some of your favourite moments from the first 40 episodes of this podcast. So tweet or message me at Jess Phillips Pod, and we might feature your suggestion in a future episode. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.